Vlad, fantastic to see you here as part of the extravagance. It is the Border Cup, of course. Last minute conversion that was missed in front of the sticks, but still, it's great to see the Water Rats continue to grow and build off the semi final in Belgrade great last year.
Yeah, well, it's been a good pre season so far this year. We've had about 15 to 20 blokes turning up to training, and it's starting to show out in the park there. The club's been rebuilding now for a few years, and we'll hopefully be in A grade next season in the Darling Downs competition. And no, it's been a great hit out with the boys from Narrabri. Something that we can hope to keep going in the future.
Must be a great boost also to see Will Dearden move through and play for the Western Force, go over there and actually get a real lash at the under-20s and just be a kid that came from Scots and was playing for you blokes last year, and real inspiration to everybody within the club, but Downs Rugby as well.
Yeah, no, he was definitely a highlight last year in the forward pack. He's had good height in the line out. He's very good at ball running off the ruck and support play. And how he played definitely deserved to move on to higher levels. He should have a great season over there in Force, and there's great coaches over there. I'm sure he'll do well.
And what about your sponsors? Of course, they look after you, including Elders, also Car Farming, Suds Warwick, Urban Mist, Doors Glass and Aluminium. You know, you don't get anything for free here, and it's just one of those things that they help the club. And also, of course, Neil and his Red Rooster. He makes hundreds of millions of dollars out of Red Rooster. Looks like you and me could basically run a franchise for about 20 years. But yeah, it's one of those things in such a competitive town, and it's great to see that, you know, the Rats are getting that support too corporately as well.
Yeah, no, it's been a we've had great support from the community there in Warwick. Businesses have got right behind us this year again. Can't fault them. They've been there and supporting us all the way through. The best thing we can do is start winning some games on the park and hopefully come away with a competition win this season.
Now, originally you're from the Galloping Greens, so tell us a little bit about that, and how did you get from being part of the Galloping Greens all the way up to the Darling Downs and in the great experience that is Warwick?
The coach, Damien Cahill, who was coaching up in Warwick last year, dragged my brother and myself up here, first of all to help with the scrummaging and the forward work at Scots, and then also help rebuild the club. And it's been a great opportunity. It's different, but it's been great.
Yeah, well, it's one of those great challenges to tap in all that fantastic talent that at Scots as well, without going silly about it. But we're also great to see that in Darling Downs we've got a teenage competition that's on Sundays as well that is now motoring along.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's good to see the juniors and the teenagers coming through. There's some good prospects coming through the teenagers. We had a few of them here playing today in the men's side. So it's great to see the boys aiming up and having a crack in the men's competition as well.
And what we need to see down there, of course, is some St George Bank Queensland Reds fellas as well, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. Those boys, they're doing a little bit tough at the moment, but I'm sure enough they'll knuckle down and get a few more wins on the road.
Well, Vlad, it sounds like you've got a typically Aussie name, like Nick Cummins would say. It's a UBD name. Tell us a little bit about how you became Vladimir, and tell us a bit where you come from. And
My father migrated out to Australia when he was 16 from Macedonia. He both first of all based in Sydney and then moved to Newcastle and made a home there. Father's Croatian, so that's where we get the connection. And been lucky enough to grow up here in Australia and enjoy the lovely lifestyle that we have here, and also play a great sport, rugby union.
Yeah, well, should have a lash at playing for Croatia, of course. Joe Ayoub has played about 30 or 40 times for Croatia, and they're having a real go there in the European competition. And if they keep getting those checkerboard sort of Kiwis like Matt Cooper and Freno Bodica this generation, you might have a chance of actually getting to a World Cup.
Yeah, no, definitely. It would be great to see Croatia in a World Cup. Hopefully not in the too distant future. It'll be great to see, and hopefully we might be able to get to the World Cup to help support them.
Wish you all the best in the B grade there in the Darling Downs rugby competition.
No, thank you.
Got an email address.